Great to have your company. Thanks for joining me. We'll take your calls again soon, 1-300-736-736. But I'm delighted to say there's been a lot of talk about the draft age and whether it should be raised or whether it shouldn't be raised, whether it's too hard for a kid doing year 12 to go through the process of trying to get himself drafted. We've heard from Luke Beveridge on it. We've heard from Damien Hardwick on it. We've heard the other side of the coin, Stephen Wells, saying that the draft age should stay the same. Matt Rendell, a long-time recruiter for Adelaide and Collingwood, saying the draft age should stay the same. Brad Johnson said it earlier today on this program as well. Well, a man who is 18 years of age and hoping to still be drafted at the end of this year is Archie Perkins, who is tipped to be a top 10 pick. He's from the Sandringham Dragons, and he's been good enough to give me some of his time, I think, during his lunch hour at school. Archie, welcome to you. Great to have you on the program.
Hey, Dwayne. Thanks. How are you?
I'm good. Are you in your lunch break now? Is that you're at school today?
No, school actually starts tomorrow.
Okay, cool. Well, we've got you on a good day then. How are you coping at the moment with the strangeness of the year of school that you've got in front of you and the unknown factor?
Yeah, obviously we're in extraordinary circumstances at the moment, but I'm just continuing to sort of train. Obviously it's in a different format, so just continuing to control what I can. So fitness, can go down to the oval with my brother to maintain my skills. But yeah, sort of controlling what I can control. There's no point worrying and dwelling about the unknown, because it's the unknown and anything can happen. So yeah.
What about the thought of the raising of the draft age? Would you like to be still draftable at the end of this year, even if there's no under 18 football played? Because we've heard from Stephen Wells, we've heard from Matt Rendell, most of the recruiters, every club knows what Archie Perkins can do right now. They know what they're drafting if they draft you at the end of this year anyway.
Yeah, obviously there's two sides to the argument, both with their pros and cons. I haven't really thought about it, to be honest. Like, obviously I just want to get drafted to a club, and ideally that would be at the end of this year, but obviously we're in quite different circumstances at the moment, so I don't think any option is too radical given all the rules and regulations that are occurring at the moment. But obviously I'd like to be drafted at the end of this year and get into an AFL environment.
It's a brilliant and mature way of looking at it, Archie, I've got to say, for an 18-year-old, that you've just got to go with whatever happens and accept the circumstance. The hard part is, for an 18-year-old, I suppose, there's also that want to be able to achieve as much as you can achieve in the shortest possible space of time. So in a perfect world, you would still be in an AFL club come the start of 2021?
Yep. Exactly. In a perfect world, that would be the ideal circumstance, yes.
And do you think you're ready? Is that the next step? What would you do if there was no AFL opportunity for you next season? What would your year out of school, your first year out of school and your year of footy look like next year?
If there was no AFL next year, I'd go to university. Start a course full-time. But then, obviously, if I got drafted the year after that, you'd have to cut down on that, given your extra commitments with football. So, yeah, I'd probably go to university.
I understand you have got a lot of things that interest you outside of football, so you've got a balanced life. You love your skateboarding. You don't mind going to school and getting an education. You've got university aspirations. So footy's not the only avenue for you alive right now in terms of getting yourself to the next step in life?
Yeah, I'm used to be keen on my skateboarding. Obviously, I had to give that up. Too many rolled ankles. But, yeah, I've got a quite good balanced life. I realise that the average AFL career is only 3 or 4 years. So you have to have sort of a succession plan in place, and you can't go put all your eggs in one basket into AFL, because it might not work out in the end. But I feel that whatever I'm doing, I'm going to...
I think we've just lost Archie there. We'll come back to Archie very shortly, hopefully getting back on the line in a matter of seconds. Read out a few of your speckled texts as well and take your calls after this. 1300 736 736, the open line number for Werribee Kia in challenging times. They're here for you at Werribee Kia, and that speckled text number 0433981116. Speckled cash loans up to $2,000 paid fast. If you just jumped on the wireless, we're talking to Archie Perkins, an 18-year-old who is eligible to be drafted at the end of this year, but they raise the draft age. He won't be able to be drafted at the end of this year. Great to have you back. Archie, you were talking us through the other options that you've got in life, and you seem like a really well-balanced kid, which is great to hear. Are you worried that if you don't get the opportunity to be an AFL club next year, you might not have the opportunity to play and get taught by as good a coaching fraternity as an AFL club will give you, that the development system that an AFL club would give you would be better than any other development system in any other footy club you play at next year?
Yeah, well, obviously that would be an issue with raising the draft age. But I think if that were to happen, then that obviously put in more of a sort of staggering process. So maybe have a few days at an AFL club throughout the year just to get sort of used to the coaching and the environment. So, yeah, I think they could do something like that if they were to opt to raise the age, I think.
And it also would rob you of a year of full-time employment. If you get picked up in the top 10, you've got a $100,000, $150,000 workplace to go to next year, but that's taken away from you if you don't.
Yeah. Well, yeah, obviously the lack of money, that would be an issue, but I think most 18, 19-year-olds could stick around at home for another year if that were to happen.
Yeah. So you wouldn't have a fear of moving away from home still as an 18-year-old, even in the world that we're living in now? Because that's another issue as well. If we have a draft at the end of this year and there's still a fear factor in society in general and you get taken to WA, for example.
Yeah. Oh, well, I haven't really thought about that too much, to be honest. Obviously, you're quite comfortable in your home environment and your home city and state, but it's a national competition, so I should be able to understand that could be a possibility, but I'll cross that bridge when it comes, if that's going to happen.
You've got a bit of flair about you too, I'm told, Archie. You've got a bit of X factor, according to the recruiters.
Well, I hope so, but yeah, I try and, when I get the footy, try and do some exciting things, I guess. I like, yeah, bringing a bit of flair and excitement to the game. It's obviously a form of entertainment, football, so you got to try and provide that, I guess. But yeah, just try and play the best footy I can.
And as many recruiters spoken to you, I know you've got a manager that's ready to go as well. Have many AFL recruiters spoken to you and given you an indication that you would be top 10, top 20 the way it stands right now?
Well, I'm flattered that I'm put in that category, but we haven't actually played any football yet, so so that's all based off last year. But I've had only just one meeting with a recruiter before all the restrictions and stuff taken place. But no, they don't give you any indication of where you're going to go, because that's at this time of the year that's a bit sort of not really a good calculation, because they haven't seen anything yet. But yeah, hopefully just try and play as good footy as I can when the time does come, and I'll see where I end up.
And would you be happy with any kind of carnival, any type of footy, in December, if it's just a 2 or 3 game carnival or a 7 game season late this year, any opportunity to strut your stuff? Would you just accept that and make sure you're physically ready to go when the bell rings?
Yeah, for sure. Any carnival I'm just kind of keen for any footy at all, to be honest. So obviously National Carnival would just be a bonus. To play for Vic Metro would be great. But yeah, if it was to be in a 2-3 game round robin sort of format, that I'd be happy with that, yeah.
Hey Archie, it's great to have a chat to you. It's really enjoyable for me to be able to put you on radio, let you speak to the audience and give the perspective of an 18-year-old who is hopeful of being drafted at the end of this year. You've got a fantastic perspective on life, I've got to say, just talking to you for a short period of time. You've got an understanding that you need something outside of footy, but best case scenario, you're at an AFL club next year, and there's probably a few AFL clubs listening to this that have just shuffled Archie Perkins up a little higher on their draft list. Thanks for your time and good luck.
Cheers, Dwayne.